Today's gospel actually scandalized some of the early Christians when they heard this part of scripture. Because at first glance, it can sound like our Lord is downplaying the severity of sin. You know, adultery is a very serious sin, and it's a betrayal of the marriage covenant. And it's caused a lot of pain and a lot of suffering for families and spouses. And the punishment under the Mosaic law, which had been given by God to the Israelites for adultery, was death. And so how could our Lord in this passage simply let her go free? And so the reason why it was difficult for some of the early Christians is it sounds like our Lord's not taking sin as seriously as we might. And I think that falls into a tendency that a lot of people have today. It's a misunderstanding of the mercy of God. You know, people think, oh, well, God is merciful. You know, our sins are all forgiven, so sin's no big deal anymore. And so a lot of people just run with that and assume that they have no need to go to confession and confess their sins. Some people feel that they have no need for church at all. They can live their lives entirely separate from church. And a lot of people think that they're just going to be welcomed with open arms into the glory of heaven when they leave this world, regardless of how they've lived their lives, whether they've lived good lives or whether they've lived lives of sin. And so that's very common today for people to downplay the significance of sin. And a lot of people, even Catholics, live their lives in a state of serious sin on an ongoing basis, with their souls on the very edge of falling into eternal punishment. And they're in a very dangerous position. But at the same time, they might think in their head that they're a good Catholic or they're a good person. And they don't recognize the danger that they're in. And so what really is the mercy of God? What does it mean? Well, it doesn't mean that sin is no big deal. If we want to think about the severity of sin, think about Jesus Christ nailed to the cross after he had been scourged, hanging there in agony for 3 hours. That's the length that our Lord went to atone for sin. And so no one can look at that and say that this is no big deal. Our Lord paid a tremendous price for sin. Sin is something that leads to death. Physical death was the punishment in the Old Testament, but that was meant to be a sign to us, ultimately, of spiritual death and of eternal death. And that's what sin leads to. And so our Lord never downplays the seriousness of sin. But he went to the cross and underwent physical death in order to free us from eternal death, because he recognizes how terrible sin is and how destructive it is to us. When we look at this gospel passage, I want to quote a line from St. Augustine. And when he talks about this passage, he says, Jesus did not say that the woman should not be stoned, for then it would look as though he were opposing the law. And so St. Augustine points out that our Lord didn't say, don't stone this woman. He never changed the law because he's upholding justice. But what he did instead is he says, let the first among you who is without sin cast the stone. And what he was doing was helping every person there realize that they were all liable to sin. They had all sinned, and they were all deserving of punishment. And if we're honest, so are we. None of us can stand before God and say that we've never committed a sin. And St. Augustine goes on, but Jesus had no intention of saying, let her be stoned, because he came not to destroy those he found, but to seek those who were lost. And so this reveals the mercy of God. It's not that sin is no big deal. Sin is a big deal. It's very destructive. But our Lord came on a mission to save us from sin. And so he came not to destroy us, but to give us a chance to repent, to turn away from sin, so that we might be saved and that we might have life. And our Lord's final words are important in understanding this passage. He says, go and do not sin anymore. If he was downplaying sin, he'd say, go and live as you please. Go and keep doing what you just did, and I'll make sure you're not punished for it. But that's not what he says. He says, go and sin no more. And so that's an important part of repentance, is that we turn away from sin. And whatever our sins are, we seek forgiveness, we confess those, and we commit that we will never again fall into those sins. If we look at our own moral life, it can be very difficult for us to acknowledge our own sins. It can be a lot easier to downplay them or to rationalize them, to make excuses as to why we committed the sins. But it's important for us to face the reality of sin in order to repent. If we don't face the reality of sin, we're never going to have repentance in our hearts. But our Lord desires that we repent and we confess our sins, and that we intend to sin no more. And that's where in the sacrament of confession our sins are forgiven. And so if we look at the commandments, if we've taken the Lord's name in vain, if we've skipped a Sunday Mass, if we've dishonored our parents, if we've looked at inappropriate images or engaged in lustful actions, if we've abused alcohol or drugs, if we've been vengeful towards someone, if we've received communion in a state of sin, these are things that we need to confess and repent of. And as our Lord says, do not sin anymore. And then we will be free. So that's the power of the mercy of God. Not that sin is no big deal. But in order to recognize the power of God's mercy, we need to recognize how big of a deal sin is. But at the same time, that our Lord's love for us is greater than that, and that he desires to free us from that sin. And it's only when we recognize the severity of sin that we'll recognize the greatness of divine mercy. We're coming up on the Feast of Divine Mercy. The Sunday after Easter is Divine Mercy Sunday. And it's a day in which our Lord promises, in particular, to open wide the gates of mercy and of forgiveness. And he promises for those who go to confession in the days leading up to Divine Mercy Sunday and receive the Eucharist in a state of grace, that their sins will be forgiven and that all punishment due to sin will be forgiven. It's a beautiful feast day and a promise to us in a special way of the overflowing mercy of God. And so as we reflect on today's gospel, it's important that we don't abuse God's mercy, and that we don't think, as so many people do, that sin is no big deal. Sin is terrible, it destroys our dignity, and it destroys our relationship with God. But it's only in recognizing the severity of sin that we'll recognize how tremendous the gift of divine mercy is. And we will be ever more grateful and ever more thankful to God in recognizing the depths of his mercy.